City crews are working around the clock to remove accumulated snow from Orillia's side streets and sidewalks after a powerful storm dumped almost 70 centimeters of snow on the area on Christmas Day. Local amateur weather watcher David Bryan reports the storm, in a span of about 18 hours, dropped 67 centimeters of the white stuff on Orillia, making driving and walking on Christmas Day dangerous. Believe it or not, Orillia was not as hard hit as neighboring communities. Brain said Washago and Severn Bridge were inundated with almost 120 centimeters of snow, while northern Simcoe County had to deal with about 92 centimeters of snow. While the main roads in the city are relatively clear now, city crews are still out working. On Christmas Day, the city declared a significant weather event, which is still in place. The city seeks patience as it will take some time to remove all the snow, due to the amount of snow and vehicles blocking access to some roadways. As a result of the efforts to clear the snow, the Orillia Recreation Center was closed today and a free public skate was cancelled. The significant weather event, declared by Severn Township Sunday, also remains in effect for Monday. The township said, clearing efforts may take longer to complete and roads and sidewalks should be considered unsafe and in a state of repair. The township is asking people to avoid any unnecessary travel. The Christmas Day storm was so severe that, for the first time in its history, Topps Pizza was unable to continue its tradition of delivering free pizza to local first responders. In addition, the lighthouse opened its shelter doors to people who had to abandon cars stuck in snow-choked roadways. Brain warns that more snow could fall, noting upwards of 30 centimeters may be coming before noon Tuesday. There is a warming trend, however, coming in a few days.